It's Rock 102.1 with Dino. And on the line with me, it's Jim Adkins from Jimmy Eat World. They have a brand new song, which you just heard, called Sure and Certain, and a new album, Integrity Blues, that comes out on October 21st. How you doing, Jim?
I'm kicking a whole lot of ass.
You are, of course, are the pride of Mesa and Tempe, Arizona. I mean, I remember listening to Phoenix Radio, Tucson Radio. You guys were all over in the 90s. What is it about Arizona for you guys? I mean, you guys could pretty much go anywhere you want these days. What is it about Arizona in general?
Yeah, you know, that's funny. Like, people kind of ask us that a lot. Like, why didn't you guys move to L.A.? What am I going to do in L.A.? You know, I mean, like...
Breathe dirtier air.
You know, I mean, all our friends are in Arizona and our family's there. And, you know, even in the early days of the band, we were traveling so often that it's like, I'm really going to move someplace for my stuff to live.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, you're hardly ever home. So when you're home, you want it to feel like home.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love the fact you don't forget about us down here in Tucson. In fact, you guys were here just a few months ago, just doing a little one-off club gig at the Flycatcher on 4th.
Yeah, 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 that's right. I love Tucson, man. It's always been, it's always a good time.
Now, just recently, you guys kind of got in the news again with this whole Taylor Swift thing. She used your song in a commercial, and I'm not even sure what it exactly was for, but she did it, and then all of a sudden, The Middle is out there again, and it's kind of getting reintroduced to a whole new generation. What is it about that song for you guys?
I don't know, dude. This wacky stuff keeps happening. You know, it's a pretty big deal. I think, you know, the fact that there's like this song that's been around for a long time now that people are still connecting with and it's still resonating with people. As a musician, it's just the hugest compliment ever.
Right. And then, of course, it had a great video at the time, too. And we just got over the MTV Video Music Awards, which I don't think even was an event at all. But I mean, what's the difference between putting out a video in 2001 and putting out one now?
It's weird. You know, things have changed kind of a lot. Like in those days when we were just starting out, videos were a huge deal. And if you could get those on MTV or MTV2 at the time was kind of a thing.
We'll even take that.
Yeah. It's a huge deal. But now it's like, because video is on demand
right
anywhere you go, you know, the MTV kind of doesn't make sense anymore. But it's also, but video itself actually does mean, you know, a great deal, because I think if you look at any social media platform out there, you know, people share videos more than anything else.
Right.
So in a way, video's never been more important.
I mean, what is it about, like, you know, bands like Jimmy Eat World from that time frame too? Green Day, Blink 182, y'all have new music now. Why are all these bands relevant now? I mean, everybody's coming out with new stuff. It's getting on the radio. People are into all your music again.
We had our annual secret summit earlier in the year. At that summit, Billy Joe made a motion to put out new albums this year, and everyone voted in agreement for it. So now we're just seeing the fallout from that.
I guess the stars aligned, the time was right, just like the Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah, Taylor Swift was at the summit too. This is all part of the big plan.
I knew it. I knew she's everywhere, man.
She's like a Mortal Kombat chairman person who's like oversees it all.
It's all part of the evil plan.
Yeah, it's the rock and roll Illuminati.
Well, now tell us about the new album, Integrity Blues, and of course the new single, Sure and Certain.
Well, the new single, Sure and Certain, I would say is about how all too often we pin our sense of self-worth or our sense of happiness on finish line type goals. When we cross that, really don't bring about that intended result. You know, cruising along with blinders in the pursuit of like an ideal expectation all too often means that you're just not appreciating what's around you right now.
So with the new album Integrity Blues, are there more of those themes throughout?
Yeah, that's sort of like an offshoot of, you know, a lot of the things on the album. You know, I think that the best that any of us really have is to be in acceptance of that we're all in a state of progress. It's the quality of your effort that determines the true sustaining sense of self-worth.
Wow. Well, that was really quite motivational, Jim. I feel empowered now. Thank you.
Go forth and interview hard.
I will. Now, what is the plan for Jimmy Eat World for the rest of the year?
Rock and roll, and a lot of it. We're going to be on tour starting September 3rd, I believe. We're going to head out and just be all over the place.
So you're going to swing through your home state?
I believe we'll swing through our home state. We live there, so we have to swing through at some point.
Hopefully it's the last date and you can just go right from the gig right to your house.
Yeah, or the first date, so we don't have to drive far for it.
That's true. Well, hey, Jim, it was great talking to you. New album is called Integrity Blues, out October 21st, and the new single, Sure and Certain. That's Jim Adkins from Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot.
If you want to hear that whole interview, I'm going to have it up soon on the Dino page at KFMA.com.